All right, good evening. Can everybody hear me? I think I'm getting a little echo. You got it? Okay, here we go. If you hear my cell phone going off all the time, it's because I'm getting email notifications from my clients that their backup is working. That's what I do all the time. It happens all the time. So anyway, so let's say you have a problem with your computer. It's not working. It's crashed. You want to know why. Probably you have a virus, spyware. The two are not the same. You might have damaged computer hardware. Perhaps the operating system, the Windows, has become corrupt. Or you got a database file corruption. Or it just won't boot up, and it's possible. Or we've seen the infamous BSOD, blue screen of death. We know what that looks like. We hate it. Or you may have lost files. Or your computer may have been stolen, or somebody deleted the files by accident. Who knows? You never know what's going to happen with those hard drives. It could be that standard Windows repair tools are ineffective. We've never seen that happen before, now have we? Or any other reason, and you're in trouble. So the solution really is a backup system. And what is a backup really is just a copy of the, it's a duplicate copy of the information saved inside your computer. And the copy is really saved on something outside the computer, away from the computer. A lot of people don't realize that. And it's what we call backup media. And how many of you have a backup system? I'm leaving. Okay, everybody's got it. We'll see about that. Well, the answer we got is yes, the keyboard yes for everybody. Okay, are you ready to take the backup quiz?
Yes.
No? Take one, pass it around. Anybody needs a pen? I've got pens. We're going to go through this. Test your knowledge about what's in your backup system. Are you ready? Here we go. Pass it around. It's there are no pass-fail on this, so we'll deal with it. How many have ever suffered a data loss? A data loss, a loss of files? Or... And again, do you have a computer backup system?
Yes.
Copies are coming around. I'm not going to grade this. No, I could. How and where you back up? Fill it out at your leisure. How and where you back up? Use backup software and backup media. The automated or semi-automated scripts to create a backup job and save the stuff inside your computer. And you want to save it to external, removable, what we call redundant media. That would be an external flash drive or external USB drive, possibly a CD or a DVD, but we all know the capacity of those are pretty limited. You can use a flash drive, a thumb drive, or the latest trend now is the online backup, the cloud service. Now, what should you back up? Anything you can't afford to lose. Your saved documents, your Word documents, your pictures, your music, financial information, your taxes that are coming up in a week, something like that. When should you back up? Regularly and on a set schedule. Regularly. We all like regularity, so does your backup system. You want to do it at the same time. And what also should be backed up, and this is the thing that a lot of people overlook and they don't realize what they've forgotten, is the downloaded software installation files that you download from the internet to install your software, which is the new trend. You don't get a CD or a DVD. If you still have old CDs or DVDs from your installation software, you can clone those to a file and back those up. It's very important to do that, because if you really need it again to reinstall the software, you're going to need that stuff, so you want to back that up. Now, along with that, you want to back up your installation, the activation codes, serial numbers, installation codes, serial numbers, activation codes, any license keys, and of course the Windows installation key is that encrypted key that's valid for Windows 7, Windows 8, and the latest, and XP, which is... Now, there's really two types of backups in existence. We have the saved files backup. Again, that's your Word, your Excel, your music, your videos, things like that, JPEG files, family pictures, anything like that. Then the other kind of backup is the entire, what I call the entire computer, which is your image backup or system image. And that includes, again, all your saved files, the operating system itself, Windows, whatever version you're on, the installed software, any user settings, any device settings for your printers, webcam, the internet, things like that. Where do you back up? Very important. You want to back up to a local drive, a flash drive, a USB drive, something like that, a CD-ROM, or what's now very common is the online backup, the cloud backup service. So we could go to quiz questions 3 and 4, which I don't have. And they are, oh, good, okay, excellent. What's the name of your backup system? And what is their website address? From where? Yes, you can. Yeah, I'm going to get into that, yes. All right, so a kind of a graphic of what's happening on the backup. You take your laptop, your desktop, things like that, and you can back it up to an X or a flash drive. I'm not sure I understand your question. Let me. In the old days, yeah. Okay. The question is, in the old days, when the old days we were not able to back up some of the control files, if I'm correct in what you're asking, for the software, and an image backup that I provide, you can do that. There is licensing issues, I understand that, but right now the current system image backup, the complete backup of your entire computer, will cover those issues that you're asking about. Okay, and I haven't had trouble with that. But that is a local backup to a USB external drive is more traditional right now. The other type of backup is obviously to the cloud, and that's really designed for your Word documents, Excel files, JPEG files, music, things like that. Don't monkey around with the cloud. You don't know who's out. No, I know who's out there. Now, the most important part of today's discussion, if you'll hand that out, please, David, I appreciate that. And we have time. Yes, question. That is backing up to the cloud. No. The question is, if you have Carbonite, what is that backing up? Carbonite is a cloud or internet-based service that backs up your Word, Excel, JPEG files, some of your music, I don't know, whatever else. It does not back up your entire computer. It does not back up the programs. Carbonite, and I can get into that, advertises the comments on Carbonite, and I know how they advertise, is that they can do an image backup, but the image backup doesn't. And that an image backup, and I'm going to talk about this, is an entire computer. The image backup is everything in your computer. Carbonite advertises you can do an image backup. You can download a special version of their software, a special add-on, if you will. But you still have to back it up to an external drive local to your own computer here in the building connected via USB cable. You will not back up the entire computer to the cloud. Yes, it's JPEGs or pictures. Yeah, it does. Okay. But not the entire operating system. Then you're doing a mirror and? Okay. Yes, I mean your backup is only as good as what you tell it to back up. So if you include it in the backup, it'll be out there. If you can tell it not to back up certain things, you can do that. But I'd have to ask you about what mirror service you're running. Okay. Now, the one thing I'll point out, and this is the meat of today in the handout, is what I call Maestro's 4 R's for better backup, and they are: redundant media, removable media, reviewing your backup, and the option to restore or recover. And we talk about redundant media if you use more than one set of external hard drives or USB drives or even a flash drive. You want to use more than one. Every piece of hardware, this is why we have backups, every piece of hardware in the system can fail, including the external hard drive. And we've seen it happen. So you want to have more than one, that's what we call redundancy, and have two or three, at least two, maybe three. I have some clients who will have 6 sets of external drives, one for Monday through Friday, plus an extra for Saturday, and one is always taken to the owner's house or off-site somewhere. Don't leave it in my hot car because it'll melt in there and won't deal with it. But you want to have more than one anytime. A lot of people will leave it plugged in. That's not a good idea. The next R talks about that, and that's removable. If you are using these external drives or a flash drive, an external drive or a flash drive, you want to take it out away from the computer that it's backing up. You don't want to leave it connected at all times. Because if your backup is there for your the question is why do you unplug it? Okay, the reason you unplug it is because your backup is your insurance for your information on your computer, and if you have a virus, you have an electrical problem, a short, lightning, you name it, it can attack and damage not only your own computer but the backup itself. So your insurance is take it away. That's why we call it removable. Everybody hear that? Yeah. We had an earthquake a couple weeks ago. God, it was small, but if something happens, Northridge happens, we're all in trouble. We got to take that backup out of here. So, if you get a virus, you can be in trouble. I had a client, I had a customer call the other day, actually, and said he got the crypto virus, which encrypted all of his stuff, and including his server. This was somebody emergency call. And I think, the idea was you got to pay the ransom money to get it unencrypted. And that's why you want to have something outside the box, away from the computer, that does not get attacked by those viruses, because that is your safeguard that you can restore, which is the next R, or one of the R's. You can restore from a safe, uninfected copy of your files. Okay, so that's removable media. The comment is if you get infected while you're at the minute you. Okay, good point. If you're already infected when you are starting your backup will have the infection with it. Once again, the reason we have redundancy and removable is because Tuesday's backup got infected because I was infected today and I ran the backup today. I'm already infected, but Monday's backup is still clean. That's why you want to be able to go back one day.
Get there first.
Well, you got to get protection. So, anything can happen: fire, flood, earthquake, you name it. You want to review your backup. This is the one thing that people never do, and they do a very poor job. I hear it all the time. You have a backup system. It's running automatically. It runs daily. It runs every Saturday night at 3 a.m. And it works perfectly. Of course it does. That's why we're all here in the Computer Society, because everything works perfectly. Right? No problems. We never share ideas to fix our problems. The only way, and the reality is, we don't know. And the only way to really know is to review the backup system. And some backups can provide a backup log that you can print. Other backup systems will actually email you a daily, and you're going to hear it on my phone every 10 minutes. They're going to be emailing me every night from all my clients who are doing cloud backup. I get an email that says we backed up, and I check that to make sure it's happening. So you really, if you're not reviewing those backup logs, and you have a backup system and you're not sure, you got to check those backup logs. My suggestion is if you're not getting an email backup from your backup software, and it runs overnight, runs unattended, I think you need better backup software. Because if you're not sure, and I mean to tell you it happened properly or it really failed, I don't want an email the only time I fail. I want to know that it was successful every night. I have clients who email me every night, or the system emails me every night. If I don't get an email from them, from their system, 2 or 3 days in a row, they're going to get a phone call from me and say, "What? You know, somebody didn't run the backup, it didn't schedule, or somebody turned something off." Question. The question is, who's going to send you the email if you're backing up to an external hard drive? How do you back up? Do you back up using software? Are you physically doing it yourself, or is it running on a schedule from backup software? Okay. So if you're doing it yourself, you're actually seeing it happen. You are manually watching it happen. In that case, the automated system that most people that I'm recommending is set it and forget it, so that it does happen, and you have a backup script that will run automatically Tuesday night, Wednesday night, whatever it is, and then you can walk away and let it run. But if you're doing it manually, obviously you're actually seeing it. The other R, the last R, but not the most important, is the ability to restore or recover your files. If you've never tested your backup and looked around to say, I've got all this backup stuff, I have an external hard drive, can I get my data back? Have you ever tried? And most people don't. Backup and restore, salt and pepper, bacon and eggs, whatever, they go hand in hand. You need to test the restore periodically to make sure your backup is able to get restored, you know, the files that you're looking for can get restored.
I'm here to tell you what to do.
That's my point. That's exactly my point. People run the backups, and I thank you for that comment. You're not sure. Learn your own backup software's restore function. Get comfortable with it. Try to restore one file, one Word file, one picture, one Excel file. I don't care. Something small. Don't restore video. It'll take forever. But don't assume, as we do, because we know what assume really means, don't assume that when I've lost something and I need to get that back, all of a sudden my adrenaline's pumped and I need to get it back now. Now is not the time to learn how to restore. Now is the time to you know, you got to figure that out ahead of time. So play around with your backup. Learn the restore function. So when your adrenaline's pumped and you've lost that file, you're comfortable with it. I would say don't call me. I can't help you if I don't know your backup software. I'd have to learn it. Then I can help you restore from that. And, you know, every software is about the same, but it also is a little different. So you need to get comfortable with the backup and restore function. Don't wait until you've had a problem, because it's going to be a problem. And we talk about the local backup of your computer. Now, when you're using backup software and saving the backup to what I would say a USB drive or a flash drive, which is limited capacity, your backup software will create what we call an archive file, which is kind of a zip file on steroids, if you will. A zip file is really an archive file of other files. And it contains the backups or copies of your other save files, your Word files, your Excel files, your JPEGs, your music, things like that. Let me hold that for 1 second, and then I'm going to... So the archive is really a zip file, but it's not truly a zip file. It may be proprietary to the actual software, the backup software that you're running, and every backup software runs its own type of archive. So only the backup that you use can uncompress and restore from the archive itself, which is a giant zip file. Only that backup software can uncompress these specific files that its backup software made. Question. Computer has its own system restore? I'm going to answer that question later. Real quick, I can answer it now. System restore is not a backup. And I'm going to... I'll answer that in a couple minutes. The question was about system restore, and I have the answer to that. Let me continue talking about backup archives. You think of the backup archive as your shopping cart. You go to the grocery store. You put fruits, vegetables, milk, meat, maybe a trashy magazine that you picked up while you're waiting to check out. That's your backup archive. It's got your Word files, your Excel files, your Quicken stuff, your QuickBooks stuff, things like that, maybe a game. Again, the only way to unpack the groceries from that archive file is to use the backup software that created the archive file. Now, there's a difference between an archive file and a copy. An archive file is traditionally made by backup software, and it's like that shopping cart. Everything gets, like I said, it's like a big zip file, and everything gets put in there. And the only way to get to it is to use that backup software. And everybody's backup software is going to be different. There's not one industry standard that can open whatever you have for your backup software. There's a jillion, there's a jillion. There's several hundred good backup software titles out there. If you run copy or synchronization software, where it's a straight copy of your Word, your Excel, your JPEG, those various files, those create true copies to either the cloud or an external hard drive. You could plug in that external hard drive to any other computer, for the most part, and open your Word documents directly because it's a true copy. Your cloud backup, your internet backup, really, your Carbonite, is really a copy as opposed to an archive of your files. So, and again, most of your cloud services run copies, not backup archives. Now, I will say backup to the cloud is my recommendation, but it is a little slower because it depends on your internet speed, but there's other advantages to it. So now we have backup quiz ready to go. Questions 5 and 6. How often do you back up your computer? And do you have the latest version of your backup software? Because you need to keep current on that. Again, backup versus copy. We do have a few backup software titles. I know Nova Backup, based in Westlake Village, runs a system where you can run a backup or a copy, but they won't do both at the same time. If the you're using, I mean, the question is, you're using Acronis 2009. Why do you need to keep current? If that version of Acronis is compatible with Windows 8, then fine. You know. Okay. Those are the reasons I want to stay current. I mean, you've got compatibility issues with the versions of the operating systems. I know Acronis made some changes 3 or 4 years ago, and I was using Acronis myself, and I stopped using it. I didn't like the interface when they went to the Windows 7 platform or the Windows Vista platform. So, I was going to say, stick with what you have, but stay current. Maybe Acronis 10 is compatible and not Acronis 2014, that, you know, and you get a discount, we hope, for getting to a more current version. Probably you'll have to. I mean, if you get your Windows 7 machine, you probably will have to get a new version of Acronis. Check the Acronis website ahead of time, you know. Now, the other thing that's very, very common is built-in backup utilities. Built-in backup utilities are common with the Intuit products, Quicken, QuickBooks, TurboTax, some of those other things. Most of the accounting software has built-in backups. Most of your contact management, ACT, Chaos, the My series of software, the My database, My mailing list, things like that, they have built-in backup. A lot of your more specific industry standard, medical, dental, manufacturing, depending on what you're doing, also have built-in backups. The question is, if you use Outlook and you can export that. Bad example, Outlook. I will answer that. But Quicken is a better example. QuickBooks is a great example of built-in backups. They create their own little backup file. They save it somewhere. They could save it to an external hard drive. They can save it on your computer. They can save it to a flash drive. Whatever. Even Facebook has a way to back up your data, unless they haven't stopped doing that. And iTunes has some specialized instructions to back up your music. Yes, that is for a specific program and for your specific. The question is, if you get a prompt from Quicken to back up, that's only for the Quicken, your checking account, your information on Quicken. The reason I make a deal out of using the built-in backup is do it. And the reason we do it is if you need help from Quicken, from Intuit Tech Support, they know their own backup software. They know. If you use somebody else's backup software, and there are hundreds of titles out there, you can't expect Intuit or Quicken to know every different piece of software. Now, the point is, and I'm going to get to this, is you want to back up your Quicken file to something, and then include that backup, because it's one file, in your big backup, which is your Carbonite. It's a double backup, but you still want to be including that Quicken backup file somewhere outside the computer on removable media. And Quicken, unless you're putting it on a flash drive, Quicken may back up to the computer itself, which is not a good place to put it. So it's a double backup. Yeah, you can use a CD, but that's kind of, you know, use a flash drive if you do anything. But, you know, use the built-in backup and then include that in your, make sure that backup file is included in your Carbonite. That's something we'll have to show you. you know, but that's that, and there may be an issue with carbonite on that. The question about Outlook. Outlook does not have its own backup utility. You can export your email messages or your address book or your Outlook calendar. If you knew in Outlook how to export the PST file to something else, or you can copy the PST file itself, which is a giant file, depending on how many messages you have, to externally to an external drive or to a flash drive, depending on the size of the Outlook. But kind of an issue I have with Outlook is that they don't have their own built-in backup, and we all rely on it. It's kind of, I don't know what they're thinking, but whatever. Again, the Outlook file can get very large. It's traditionally a hidden file. If you know how to unhide your files, you can find that PST file and copy it to a flash drive or something else. It's not that difficult to find the unhidden file, to unhide the file. There are third-party backup software titles available that will back up out settings, and they're quite reliable. So they look at the hidden file, they don't have to worry about it, and it's more automated. If you're using Firefox for Mozilla or you're using Thunderbird, which is their sister product for, and you use it, use Thunderbird? Okay, you and me got to talk because I'm also on Thunderbird. There is the Moz backup, the free software. It's been around for years. It's a third party, but it will back up your Firefox or your Thunderbird, two separate files, to an external, not an external file, to a third, to its own file, its own backup file. And it's free. To another, right. That works, but I actually prefer Moz back because it does more. But there's a lot of things we can talk about Mozilla, Firefox, and your profile. Okay, well, I can talk about that at length. So, built-in backups, why do you want to use them? And the question came up over here is because the Quicken, the Intuits of the world, they're going to be able to help you with the backup from their own product. If you have Acronis, as an example, or NovaBack, and they need to get into it, they may know it, they may know the title, but they can't be spending their time trying to learn every little piece of backup software that's around there. So you want to realize that use your Intuit backup, your QuickBooks backup, and back that stuff up to a flash drive or include it in your Carbonite or iDrive. And again, they won't know, and you can't expect them to know. Now, there's some hardware that doesn't have backup utilities, and you don't need to panic about it, but you do need to write some information down. And that's usually your network printer or your wireless printer. How do you know how it works? How do you know how your Wi-Fi works? You need to write that information down somewhere because it really isn't a file. It's in the Windows registry, but it isn't a place that you can just back it up. So you need to write that information down for your wireless devices. The more important thing to remember on an item that doesn't have its own backup that you can use backup software is your internet router. We live on the internet. And your router, your more sophisticated routers, have a configuration file that include your Wi-Fi settings, your SSID, the encryption code of how you connect to the Wi-Fi. That's all part of the configuration settings, and you want to back that stuff up. There is a utility in most routers, an administrative setting, that can back that up to a file and include that backup file, and it's proprietary to whoever router you are, you know, Cisco, D-Link, you know, Netgear, whoever. That information needs to be backed up to a file somewhere. Put it in My Documents, put it in a special folder, and then include that file in your other backup, your Acronis, your Carbonite, something like that, so you've got double protection. The question was about Bellarc, and it would identify... I know about Bellarc. I use Bellarc. But Bellarc is a great utility, and it's a free utility unless you get caught, you know, using it commercially. But Bellarc is a good inventory software that really gives a heck of a lot of information about your system. It does not, to my knowledge, identify your Wi-Fi settings. It'll give you IP addresses. It'll even give you some of the Windows serial numbers, but it will not give you that Wi-Fi stuff in the current version. Bellarc constantly updates, but they're reading a password, so I'm not sure they're going to get it. that. But BellArc is a great tool, and it's free, so if anybody's interested, we can deal with that. Anyway, you do want to back up your router configuration. Very important, because if everybody's on Wi-Fi, and I want to come over and who knows what, and I want to get in, and I've actually had it happen. I've had electrical surges come in, zap my router. I was still able to get on the Internet, but my Wi-Fi was out, and I couldn't figure out why, but things happen. So a little blip on an electrical can wipe out and knock out your router. It can knock you completely out, or it could just knock out the Wi-Fi. So you want to back that stuff up and write down all your Wi-Fi settings. Two settings are the SSID, which is the name of the Wi-Fi, and then the encryption type and the encryption code. There's a password. Too many people call me, can I get on my Wi-Fi? I don't know what the code is. I come in offices, have no idea. The other thing that's in a router is a username and a password to get in and manage the router and manage this backup of the router. And there's default settings, or somebody may have changed the setting to be a little more personal and secret. You need to be able to get in and manage your router. So now let's talk, and that's the routers for the Internet. Let me segue into the Internet backup, and that is, it is reliable, it is safe, it's cost-effective, and you don't need any extra hardware. What do you need to know, though, for your cloud backup? The provider name, is it Carbonite, is it iDrive, is it Mozy, is it Amazon S3? There's a bunch of them out there. Their website address. You need to know how you're going to log into the web to the service provider. What is your username for Carbonite? What is your password? How do you get in? I want you to go to my computer right now. We have Wi-Fi in the room. Sign in to Carbonite and make sure, those of you that have Carbonite, sign in and make sure you can get your data right here in this room. That's the beauty of the cloud. But if you don't know how to get into that service provider from something away from your home, you're not protected. You need to know that information. You need to know the method of payment. How often do you pay on your credit card? Is it monthly? Are you on an annual plan? You need to know how big a capacity that they're giving you on their plan. I mean, how many gigabytes are they allowing you? And a lot of people just made a big change about a week ago and doubled some of their capacities. You need to understand a little bit about their retention policies and the delete policies. If you delete something off of your computer, but it's still up in the cloud somewhere, how long will it be there before they dump it? Some of the service providers will keep it indefinitely. Some of them are 30 days, anything like that. So you want to kind of look at the details to know that if you delete something, you can get it back 6 months later, a year later, whatever that is, and you'd have to look at that. You want, again, it's a backup and restore, so you want to get comfortable with the cloud backup. How do you get your stuff back? How do you restore? The cloud is out there, and it's got a lot of benefits, but you need to know how to deal with it. You can back up your smartphone, your iPhone, your Android. You can retrieve your backed up information. Right now, I can open this PowerPoint right on my cell phone because I backed it up a couple days ago. Actually, backed it up last night. Yes, thank you. So that's one of the advantages that the cloud has that a local backup doesn't have, is you can get it from anywhere. You can, you know, from alternate sources. My computer, another computer, your smartphone, an iPad, another tablet. If you have an app to get into your backup software, your cloud backup software, you need to get comfortable with that. They're usually, those apps are free. They're part of your package. Get comfortable with them. You can share files in some of the applications. You can actually email a specific file from your cloud back to someone else. And not worry about having them have access to everything. The synchronization feature, that's another feature of some of the cloud. The other thing that's really nice about the cloud backup is what we call versioning. And the versioning is something where if I saved this PowerPoint 2 days ago and I backed it up, and then I saved it a week ago and I backed it up, I now have two versions of it. My particular cloud backup provider can give me up to 30 versions. I can go back 30 versions of my Word or my contract or my PowerPoint presentation. Your local backup cannot do that unless you have 30 external drives. And it's a pain. The versioning doesn't cost you any extra, and it's a great feature. So, a couple things. Good practices in backup. You want to use redundant media. removable media. You want to use what we call universal backup, not something that is so proprietary that you need special hardware or special software. USB, to me, is really the standard in external drives, other than the cloud. If you've got an external drive that's connected FireWire or SCSI, external SCSI, you're using something that's not so universal, you can't plug it into everybody's computer and get to it. So USB is really the standard. View your backups and the logs. Test your restore. I keep talking, I haven't talked yet, about a backup disaster recovery CD. We won't go into the bad habits because people do them anyway. Let me talk about one here. Let's see. Windows System is the backup of your files. It is a backup. It's actually a recovery method to restore your Windows operating system to a version that was 2-3 days ago, for however many system restore points. But it does not back up the data in your system. And the beauty of Windows System Restore is if you've got bad software or something didn't work properly, you can use Windows System Restore to kind of help you out, but you won't lose any of your data. And that's the nice part about it. It works. But System Restore will not fix a virus. They will not put you back and say, I was infected 2 days ago. Can I do a System Restore to 3 days ago? Can I become clean? No. The viruses, the spyware usually infect beyond that. Believe me, I've got the experience. I've seen it. That's an excellent question, and do I recommend you run your spyware, your malware, your virus protection? And it leads to this gentleman's question here and comment, and that is, yeah, if you back up your system and you're infected, you're backing up the infection. You try to restore that, you're just going to bring the infection back. So, yeah, I would recommend that. The other thing I would recommend, I do talk about it, is give your backup, because it is your data insurance. If your information is important to you, close all your work, save your word, get off the Internet, get off of browsing the Internet, get out of your email, get out of your Facebook, and restart your computer. And I do recommend that before you get into the automated backup, because it's a fresher outlook on your computer. It's cleaner. You don't have any memory issues. And then you can give the backup full priority to back up the important files that you have. There are reasons why I do it that way. Not everybody does it every day. I don't even do it every day. But if you can kind of clean up what you're doing and not overload the computer. If you haven't restarted your computer in 4 days, I would recommend you do before you do a backup. You know, computers should be restarted every day, in my opinion. So, now, let me talk about some of the problems and issues that we've seen and how to deal with them. Let's say you've got an unrepairable, unfixed, it could be a virus that you cannot remove, won't start properly. Computer technicians, us in the business, can't fix it or it's going to be too costly. Go buy a new computer. You can use what we call the system image backup, which is a complete backup of your entire computer. Acronis can do that, or it can do specific files. But most of your major backup software for your local USB drive will do a complete system backup. You can restore from the last backup. You can do a clean install of Windows. And you can also restore from what we call a system factory DVD or a recovery utility that are built into some of the notebooks out there right now. But I give you fair warning, those solutions will wipe out everything on your computer. They'll probably format the drive, erase everything, and start over. The only way to get your files protected is to have an external drive, an external backup outside the box. You reinstall Windows, you fix Windows, you get yourself back to a cleaner version of Windows that was backed up 3 days ago, 4 days ago, whatever it is, last night, and then reinstall your backup software and pull that information back from that backup drive that you have, or bring it back down from the cloud. I'm going to get into that. The question is, if the hard drive is damaged, we have issues for that too. Now, here's some of the things on that. The other problem is if you've got an unremovable virus or a corruption in Windows that just can't be fixed, you can get a new hard drive, probably get a larger one. put it inside the computer. You can use that same system image backup that I talk about. Restore everything from 2 days ago, 3 days ago. The external, the old hard drive, you can actually convert. Buy yourself a kit anywhere at Fry's. Take your old hard drive, put it inside a new kit, and it becomes a new USB external drive. These are 20, 30 bucks at Fry's, Staples, whatever they are. They're, I wouldn't say a dime a dozen, but take your old hard drive out. 90% of the time, we can pull your data, your clean data, off of that external hard drive, which used to be inside your computer if you got a new hard drive. And I do that in my sleep. I do it all the time because the viruses do get that bad where you can't fix them. But you can. So that's the operating system. Windows becomes corrupt, but the files are usually clean. So we can do that. Again, you can convert that old hard drive to an external kit and recover the information. You can reinstall Windows, restore from the old hard drive. One other issue is if your system won't start properly and you don't have the original Windows CD, DVD, which is very common right now, and one of my pet peeves with Microsoft, but they're not going to change it. You want to prepare, and this is one of your preparation and repair options, what they call a Windows Repair Recovery Media. Windows 7, Windows 8 have it built in. One goes to a USB drive, and Windows 7 is still doing it on a CD, a DVD. Make those repair disks from your current system before it gets a problem. Keep it around, and that might be able to get you to repair your system if it becomes totally corrupt. Again, they don't always work. I'm going to say 50% chance you'll get something if it's really that bad that it might work. Microsoft and some of the bigger manufacturers may even say do a clean install, which is why we have a full system backup. My recommendation, and the reason I say this, is you have a combination of a daily cloud backup, and I do mean daily because you just never know what you're going to save and what you're going to create. Carbonite, iDrive, you know, some of the bigger ones, do that regularly. And then every month or so, depending on your computer settings, get yourself an external drive or two, not just one. Get yourself reliable backup software, Nova Backup, Ezos Backup, Acronis, things like that, and make an image of your entire computer and put it aside. If you're not adding new software that often, you can do it once every couple months, and it does work. I've had experience with doing that, and it does work. But it's a double backup, but it does help you out. Now, we talk about this recoverable media, boot media, the CD, the DVD. Your major backup software, your Acronis, your Nova Backup, your iDrive, not your iDrive, your Ezos Backup, things like that, will create a bootable DVD, a bootable USB drive from within their own backup. You can, if your system is crashed, you can boot from that magic CD or magic DVD or magic flash drive. It'll load a mini copy of the backup software. It will read your external USB drive and boom, it will not boom that quickly, it will restore your entire operating system from your external drive, assuming you have backed up your entire operating system, everything, within the last period of time. But if you're that crashed, it does work, and those are things you need to make those boot media before you get into a problem, and you need to keep it current. If you upgrade to a new version of Acronis, you need to make a new boot media from the Acronis 2012 or 13 or whatever version you have. So you want to do that and make an, you know, buy a DVD, buy a, you know, buy a couple and make a couple extra. You just never know what's going to happen. The question over here is what happens if the hard drive itself is totally messed up and it's making clicking noise, it won't boot, something happened. There are data recovery houses that are out there. Are we good? Well, the clicking noise is not normal, and I mean there are some. You better not be. It's static. Not from my. There are companies out there that can do what we'll call microsurgery on your hard drive, and they have a lot of experience with it. and they can usually get your information back. It is expensive. The company I deal with, the second one down here, Drive Solutions, out in Westlake Village now, they moved. I've had three or four issues where I've had to ship them a dead drive, and they've been able to recover all my data. $1,000 to start up to a first terabyte. It is not cheap. And I usually drive it out there because it's close enough. It's only an hour away to Westlake Village. I don't want to ship it using FedEx, even though I can track it. I want to drive it out there. They are working. The question is, how are they? I'm not sure how they're doing it. I mean, it is a clean room. They all have a clean room, and it is what I will call microsurgery. I have not physically watched them do it, but most of them do it in a clean room. They better be doing it in a clean room because they're actually taking the drive apart down to the platters themselves, and they're probably taking the platters off and putting them somewhere else, and they can read the data from there. But it is not a $100 job. It's a $1,000 job, and it goes up from there. I've had, a couple experiences. I had one where they could not get they had to get some repair parts. They could not recover the data. This gentleman had three Excel files. He was working on an architect. He was a contractor working on a couple jobs, and he had no backup. And he needed those three Excel files, and we shipped it out. I mean, and to the company in Drive Solutions, and they couldn't get it back. The drive was that damaged. Three Excel files, you could have emailed them to yourself to Hotmail or Gmail. I mean, it's that simple. Put it on a flash drive. But hey, things happen. That was the one instance where they couldn't get it back. Now, if they couldn't get it back, there was no charge, except for the parts. They needed to order extra parts. I think they ordered a spindle or a motor. Cost me $100. They had to try, and I said $100 we'll try, not $1,000. And we couldn't do it. We paid the $100 to try to get those spare parts, and we got the parts, but it's still the drive was that shot. So, Drive Solutions, I'm familiar with them. No data, no charge. There is a company in Westwood, on Westwood over by Westside Pavilion that I've just bumped into. Close to you, actually, that actually does that and has a clean room. And I've talked to him, but I haven't really been in there. But that's local. I mean, it's on Westwood Boulevard. So I have not. The question is, have I tried SpinRite and Recuva is another one. Yeah, SpinRite is one that's been around for years. It's something, and it works. So try it before sending it out. Did you have a question? Yeah, I'm almost. I think I lost the screen here, but that's okay. There's a lot of other information to back up in your computer, your internet protocol, your IP settings, your router, things like that. The internet connection, if you have AT&T, if you have Earthlink, who knows why you have it. DSL Extreme, things like that. They still require a username and a password to log in. That's locked into your router, so you want to know where that information is and what it is. Configuration settings, any special filtering on your router if you have it, those need to be backed up. I do have some samples up here, and I can put the screen up later, of selected backup software. Nova Backup, they've been around 25 years or so. R-Drive Image is another one. Acronis has been around. EZOS Backup is another one. Backrex is one that will back up Outlook, and they have actually 10 or 12 different versions that are at different price levels, and they're all under $50, that'll back up different selections of your Outlook or Outlook Express, or, I know Outlook Express is on its way out, but there's another one. If you have a Mac, Carbon Copy Cloner is one of the better ones. They've been around for about 20 years. Actually, better than Time Machine, which is built in to the Mac. Use Moz Backup if you want to back up your Firefox or your Thunderbird, things like that. That's backup when we create an archive. Copy software, if you want to kind of copy of specific files and folders, you can use a product called Folder Clone, and their symbol is the sheep because of the cloning of the sheep. I don't know, folder clone, and it does kind of bat at you when it starts up. It's very interesting, but it works. It's been around a number of years. Vice versa, and SmartSync, the online backup services, iDrive and iBackup is my preference. They're a local company. They have more features than you can shake a stick at. They're cost-effective. They've got a lot of different features. Mosey's been around. Carbonite does a lot of marketing. I really don't care for Carbonite for various reasons, but they do what they do. Iron Mountain's one of the bigger industrial ones, and Dropbox is out there for copying files. It works. I can talk in detail about the benefits of iDrive over Carbonite, but we don't want to get into that. People ask me what's the... After the meeting, yeah. I mean, you know, the people ask me about the best. There is no best. It's what you're comfortable with, how much can you afford, and how much you want to, you know, get used to. So how you look at your backup and how I look at it could be totally different. So things are better. There is no best. Acronis is good. EZOS backup, and that's my preference. We can talk about the different benefits of that. I do backup consulting. I do analysis. I do audit of your backups. So I want to make sure people have questions. I give you more than 2 hours of discussion. Sometimes this presentation is 3 hours, and you're falling asleep, including me. So, but those are the kind of things I do in the industry. Is to review those stuff. I also do, repairs and set up new systems. The gamut of the regular, inventory and things like that. I'm big into system documentation. System documentation, BellArc is a great example of a free piece of software that can document a heck of a lot of information, print it out, convert it to a PDF file, and save it and back it up. It's a heck of a... I can show you, if you have time I can get online, I can show you BellArc. Summary, and this is the last screen, then we can take a break, is get a backup system. Get comfortable with it. Don't use what I call the plug and pray and then walk away method of backup. I hear it all the time. And these are part of the quiz. Who's your backup? Well, it's built into the computer. Who's your backup? It's built in. You should check it. No, I didn't. I had a customer call me, 3 or 4 years ago. I had a civil engineer downtown. He had one external drive, and they never checked it. And I went in on a consulting, and they never did follow up with me. And I checked, and they hadn't backed up in 3 months because the drive itself ran out of room. Thought it was working, and nobody was checking it. He went out of business. I've been in touch with some of the people that left the company, and it's like, you gotta deal with that. Stay current with your backup software. I'm done. Yeah, this is a separate question. We can talk about that. I mean, yeah. I mean, it talks about. Yeah.